Opponents to the draft Goolwa Wharf master plan have rallied in opposition to some components of the plan, including the relocation of the historic PS Oscar W. Before their 1pm demonstration at the wharf yesterday, I had Alexandrina Mayor Keith Parks on the line to find out more. And I said last time we spoke of concerns with the plan was October, but it sounds like stakeholders not happy with how things have progressed. Where is the plan up to now?
Plan's been revised several times based on community consultation, and we're still looking at it. It hasn't been put to council for a decision, and it won't yet. And then it will go back to the community just to make sure they're happy with what's been changed. So we'll make sure that's as close as possible to what we're being, what the input we're getting as we can get it. As far as the Oscar's concerned, there's no intent now. There was a suggestion, but there's now no intent to move the Oscar away from the shed, the wharf shed. However, because the volunteers on a Wednesday normally do some maintenance work on the vessel, they need an area that's safe and away from tourists and pedestrians walking around the wharf looking around, somewhere safe to work on bits and pieces that they do. So it looks like the southern end, they currently use the northern end of the shed. It looks like probably they'll be better to use the southern end where we can provide them a work area that's safe. But that's fine. It's only a matter of moving the boat, you know, basically the length of the boat, so the 50 or 60 feet, and she'll be still there. So it's just a matter of utilising the shed to the best possible way we can, still giving Oscar its facilities there, but making sure they've got a safe workplace. The barrel shed, which is in part of the wharf, or something similar, will move to the northern end. So it's a matter of turning, swapping ends.
Right.
And the shed gets refurbished, painted, and tidied up as part of the project. So it should all work out okay. We truly, really do value very much the Oscar and what it does for the community, but also the amazing work all the volunteers do. It's an iconic part of our town or our region, and it's important because people travel all throughout the council area to visit the wharf and look at the steam trains and the Oscar. It's valuable to the whole council area, or to the whole Fleurieu Peninsula, in fact.
Mm. And it sounds as though it will be a costly exercise, could cost another $2.5-3 million more than anticipated, depending on which one of four options the council decides on, right? So, I mean, if it does end up costing that much more, is that something that the council will have to find funds for?
The problem is we had a master plan, which we put out, the original one in 2019, which the community were quite happy with. There was no complaints about it. It was costed up at $7.5 million. A council had allocated funds in its budget, and we also got state government and federal government funding to be able to deliver that project for that much money. As people, I'm sure, are very well aware, because of COVID and the stimulus money that the government have put out, both state and federally, the materials have become very hard to get. If you're building a house, you'd know exactly what it's like trying to get materials. And the costings have gone through the roof. They're anticipating at this stage around about a 27% increase in material and labour costs because of what's happened. So that's beyond our control. We will certainly be going back to both the state and the federal government to try and get some additional funding, because I think they're very well aware of the impacts it's having on projects. And they just want the projects delivered and to keep the economy going. So we'll be doing all we can to get some money. Council may have to put a bit more money in. We'll be making sure it's as little as possible because we've not budgeted for any more money. So we're going to try and do it within the scope of what we've got. And if the worst comes to worst, we might just have to not do a couple of bits of it. The important things are the actual wharf structure has got to be replaced. It's in serious need of being replaced. Has to be done. The roof on Signal Point and the air conditioning of that building needs to be done, and we can do that within the money that we've currently got. It's just a matter of how much more can we do to deliver the whole precinct all beautifully done and looking fantastic like we wanted it. That'll depend again on just how much it all costs. If we can convince the government to give us a bit more money, because I think they will. I'm confident we'll get a bit more money out of the government.
When are we looking at having the draft plan finalised and the council deciding which option to go with?
Next Monday, the 28th, we've got another workshop in the afternoon just to go back over some of the discussion and the options to determine, which of the options, because they vary considerably in price and scope, so it'll be decided which options we should go back to the community with and say, look, this is the preferred option and this is what it's going to cost, and see what sort of feedback we get. And then once we've done that further consultation, we'll be able to circle on with the project.
Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, is with us. You've got a plan to increase visitor, to improve the visitor experience in the Coorong, I hear.
Definitely. So the Coorong is just, as I'm sure people know, people who have been down there would really know what a magnificent asset it is, what a beautiful experience it is to go down there. We're developing a plan to create a sustainable nature-based tourism attractions for that region. So we're doing it in partnership with the Department for Environmental Water and the Coorong District Council and the Kingston District Council and, of course, ourselves. And the plan will cover the land within and adjacent to the Coorong National Park, as well as the townships of Meningi, Goolwa and Ralkin. And so we're asking people to come and share their ideas. So you can drop into the Goolwa Library and add your thoughts. There's a whiteboard there, plus some maps and photographs. Put your comments on the whiteboard or fill out a survey form. You can also do a survey online. And to get to that survey, it's on Council's website. Apart from that consultation, there'll be a public workshop, which will be held on the 16th of March at the Hub in Goolwa. That's in Cadell Street. You can visit Council's events page on our website to register and find out more about that. But we really want to get some contributions from members of the community and visitors to let us know what opportunities and what new things and adventures we could create in that region to make it more enjoyable. It's just beautiful when you go down there. It's pristine.
Yeah, we're living in a playground.
Well, absolutely are. We're nature's playground, it is.
Yeah, so it's good to find ways to promote and make the most of it, particularly when I think more and more people are going to cotton on and realise it is such a great tourism area.
It is. It's magnificent. Mm. And it's because, it's only just over an hour from Adelaide, and you've got everything here. You know, the beach, the river, the Coorong, the wineries, the restaurants and cafes. It's just, and the beautiful countryside. I mean, what else could you want?
Now, as well as that Alexandrina Business Hub event on the 16th of March at 10 a.m, the Coorong Visitor Experience Plan Workshop, a few other things happening. It is Mad March, after all.
Yes, there is plenty on. So we've got Adelaide Writers Week. This is Australia's largest literary festival, and it's streamed from Adelaide to Goolwa and Strathalbyn Libraries. So that's between the 7th and 10th of March, from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. So you can pop into either of the libraries and have a look at that. But then, because, of course, the Fringe is on and we have the Goolwa Caravan, we've had this before, it's a great event. It's a collection of physical comedy and acrobatics and music. That's on the 13th of March at 10:30 a.m. And it's in the Garden of Honour, which is next to the Goolwa RSL, just up near the wharf area, near Single Point in that area. Beautiful garden area, lovely and sheltered. So that's popular with young and old. It's a great event. It's free.
Great. Oh, sounds lovely. Will you enjoy that festival time, Mayor Keith Parks? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jenny. Thanks very much, and stay safe, everybody. Thank you.